I'm honoured to be taking on the role of chair of ISME, particularly at a time when the SME sector is facing both significant challenges, but also there is real opportunities out there. And as someone that's based in the Northwest, I'm particularly focused on ensuring that the voice of SMEs that are the backbone of the Irish economy is heard. And unfortunately, for a long period of time now, the voice of SMEs hasn't been heard, and we need to change that.
And what would be some, because obviously you'll have 2 years in this position now, that what would be some of your perhaps goals or what you want to achieve? Because I know, speaking to you, yourself in the past, you've always been very positive about the outlook of this sector in Sligo. And is that something, I guess that positivity is something you want to keep carrying forward?
Yeah, as I said, we have opportunities, but the headwinds that have been forced on us by government are too strong. And part of that is because there isn't an SME voice in the Labour Economic Employer Forum. You will often hear where the government says, oh, we've talked to the employers in an institute called LEAF, but who they actually talk to is they talk to IBEC Chambers and the Construction Federation. They talk to the big business, but they don't talk to small business. And we have to remember that small businesses make up 98% of all businesses in the country. So they're missing a trick. And we really have to get a voice in there. And that's something that I'm really focused on getting us into as an organisation, not only just to represent our members, but to represent all the members of all the SMEs in the country. There's a very diverse range of SME organisations between the Restaurants Association, the vintners, the hairdressers, childcare. And we need to come together under one banner, and that's something I'll be working on. Last year, we started the SME Alliance, which where it's a broad organisation that we all come under and have three or four key issues that we want to address that affect us all. Because all our individual organisations have industry-specific things that we will continue to fight for on our own. But getting that broad representation is something I really want to focus on. We have to look at the costs that are being forced onto small businesses, and we have to get the government to understand that we just can't continue to take them at the level they've been put onto us. That's a real pressure for businesses. And you said, I've always been a champion for town centres and regeneration of town centres, and I really want to push on that as well, particularly outside of Dublin in the regions where I'm based myself.